You said earlier today that when the Prophet they come and the world is illuminated religiously as well as materialistically, and when they reject, they get to their utmost punishment. Are we today getting closer to that punishment in the world, or God will still give us some time?
I think already we are suffering from that punishment. What is happening to the man as such is getting more and more restless. Despite his apparent wealth, despite his apparent access to the modern amenities and a better, more comfortable way of life, he's getting more and more restless, and he feels empty. Only yesterday I received a letter from Canada from a new convert with the grace of Allah. He seems to be a very intelligent young man who has accepted Ahmadiyyat only recently. And he also discussed this issue. He said, what led me to Islam in the first place was this feeling of emptiness, which is now spreading all over. I mean, it's not only in his case, but it's spreading all over the world. And the people don't know the correct answer why this, and why we're not satisfied. The Holy Quran mentions it as by way of punishment. So this is why I said, already we are passing through that phase of punishment.
I see.
The Holy Quran mentions that of those people who follow the worldly pleasures, their illustration is like that of a person who is following a mirage. A thirsty man who is running after mirage, he tries to be near it, but he runs away from it, from him. But ultimately, he finds not the water, but God to punish him for his crimes. So that running towards the mirage, where satisfaction evades you at a faster speed than you are following it, this is the sense of emptiness which already has been created immensely by the Western civilization. They want to pursue pleasure, they want to get to it, but when they get to the so-called pleasure, still it does not satisfy them fully, and they think something is left out. Because the moment they reach the pleasure, this is what scientifically should have been. The moment they reach the pleasure, the positive and negative poles nullify each other. And a desire is killed and a desire is born. What next? They are so used to living a life of thrill that without thrill it is boredom, it's madness. And because there are no bars now, no barriers, no taboos, so they can do whatever they may, yet beyond that they can't go. And every means of pleasure which human beings could devise are at their disposal, and they reach them at the end of the tether, and yet they want something more. Because the more the desire is whetted in the world, the more the desire is satiated, exactly the more it is whetted. In fact, it is like drinking sea water. So the Holy Quran gives a beautiful illustration are following a mirage. As you think you are nearing it, your thirst is increasing, your impatience is increasing, and your suffering is increasing. Yet you will never find that point which will completely and fully satisfy you. And in that process you will meet the end, and there will be God to punish you. So the whole world is living, in reality, is living in that punishment. And the second manifestation of this wildness is the increase of crime. When a society feels a void, generally speaking, it has to create certain thrills in any direction it can. The result is that although they are not hungry, although they have enough to live a normal, respectable life, they can't live that normal, respectable life because it's no more thrill. It's not enough. So they have to do something crooked. I would either they would go punk, or they would have access to some drugs, or to commit some crimes in the street, or rape, or murder, or go to the small infants for satiating their, satanical desires. They would do anything to escape that boredom, because there are no taboos. In religions, there can never be a boredom. You always make and break, continue to cross over borders and suffer from your conscience, and then come back, and both are pleasures. The committing of first crime is also a pleasure, and going back to the original peace is also a pleasure, sometimes a great, much greater pleasure. And then you may err again and may come back, so the life remains so interesting till your death. And if you really find peace with God, then that peace is not boredom. That is true peace, where it lies. As compared to religion, all the rest is hell. In reality, it is hell.
Jazakallah, sir. Just the last little part is that according to the head of the geological department of Punjab University, he said that near to Gojnawala, under 35 miles under the surface of the earth, the breach is increasing.
Yes, I know that, yes.
Yes. 1 inch per year, something like that.
The plates which are moving...
That's right. It's
They are caught up with each other, with the result that ultimately they may create a very great earthquake.
That's right.
An immense power. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes? Exactly, sir. Right, yes. And
that was first came to be known in 1974. When the... When great atrocities were committed against Ahmadis in Gujranwala.
That's right.
In the same year, this was discovered that underneath Gujranwala, there is a potential for a great earthquake, which is developing slowly.
Yes, sir.
And now a new emphasis is given to the same thing in the second part of the second of the same
exactly,
atrocities,
sir.
The second phase of the atrocities. So it is connected. I mean, I can't say it is just it happened just, by chance.
It's just last month when the Karachi was hit by third time. At that time, he declared that this is happening underneath the surface.
And now the Karachi is chosen for those
earthquakes.
While the Karachi's history does not
have any
justify this.
Yes, sir.
And the first sign on the 10th of Juma, Friday the 10th, was shown in Karachi itself.
In Karachi itself.
That was also unusual. So I said in my Friday sermon that some very unusual, unexpected manner of punishment is going to be given, going to be revealed, which we can't expect. And earthquakes in Karachi, I could never expect this.
Not only
in Quetta perhaps, but not in Karachi.
Not only the earthquake, on 16th, just 2 days ago, in the night time close to 9:45, half of the city was jolted by a big bang, and that bang was not recorded on the earthquake machines anywhere. And that was very, very strange for the people, because some of the buildings are really damaged because of that.
Yes.
And they have no source where it happened. They say it is probably under the surface, something has happened.
But it's not just the strength of the earthquake, according to their mayor, which can prove dangerous. It is the direction of the waves and crossing of the waves and changing of the direction simultaneously, which causes great havoc. The fact is, if the vibration is in north-south direction, and then suddenly there is another vibration in east-westerly direction, then the greatest damage can be done because of changing of this direction. I can't tell you exactly how it happens, but the scientists have worked it out. It's not only the strength of the earthquake which matters, it is also the way it takes place and the direction the earthquake waves follow and their relationship with each other. So all these factors sometimes make a small earthquake very damaging, and sometimes you escape the havoc of a very strong earthquake because its manifestation is not very dangerous.
So, sir, the guidance which I was seeking, that quoting these things in the current days, in the current situation, is it okay?
Okay,
especially these prophecies of promised Messiah. about the earthquakes.
You know, those prophecies are of a much larger dimension. You should not limit them to an earthquake in Karachi. Although, partly maybe, this also falls in the general category. But not in itself. Like I mentioned, it was not addressed.
I see.
But a minor thing which happened following the same address. Mm.
Just to mention to see if you can see yourself.
That's the true earthquake, the description which has Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given while calling it earthquake all the time, is that of a global war. What relation has Kishtiyan with an earthquake? Kishtiyan chalti hain taho kushtiyan. That was also a part of the description of that great earthquake. And earthquake spits fire from below. Does not drop fire from above.
From the sky, yes.
So that spitting of fire from below is not mentioned. Only a shower of fire from above is mentioned. So there are many other indications which tell us that that earthquake is only the name Zalzala, which means a shaking. In what manner Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has himself mentioned that I can't say whether this will take the form of a real earthquake or will be an other calamity of a very great dimension which would be revealed by God, will be unfolded by God at its proper time. But Allah has used the word Zalzala, so I am using the word. This is why Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has himself explained.
Jazakallah, sir.